Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to be back on the air on this Thursday evening, 2016, day 5 of May. We praise the Lord for being on here, and Lord, let me be on here. I'm not sure how it's going to go. I'm betwixt myself with you, but we're going to try something here in a minute. Yeah, I got everything, so. Anyways, written my favorite verse here, not to be, I think it comes to know God is my salvation. I put trust in my faith. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Father, in the name of Jesus, I need you tonight, Lord. And just ask God that you bring me, Lord. Help me, Father. Lord, if I'm going to be on here 30 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, I will, Lord, and I'll shut her down. I pray about playing Brother Bernard again, Lord, and just ask your will be done on that. Father, I love you and I need you. I praise you, my God. Thank you for loving me. I pray, dear God, for every saint of God tonight. Lord, wherever they may be tonight, Lord, especially the persecuted church. Father, we ask you, dear God, that you bless and strengthen them. Those that are losing their heads, Lord, being beat up and persecuted for the cause of Jesus Christ, I ask you, dear God, that you bless each and every one of them. And I pray for her here. I pray for this country. Dear God, she's going to hell. And I pray, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you, Lord, have your will and your way through it all, God. And I pray that you direct my path tonight. Show me what to do. Show me what to say. And we just pray you will be done now, God. We love you, my Father. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, today I'm going to play Brother Bernard here. I don't really, when I say I don't feel worthy to preach, I try to read. I read during the week and everything. I do ask the Lord for his help and his direction. And sometimes I don't read enough, I don't feel like. But, And I don't deserve God to blessing me, but he does. And I just pray that God will be my mouthpiece. I was praying and asking the Lord what to do because I was thinking about Paul, you know, where Paul said that none stood with me, and yet Jesus stood with Paul, you know, in his times of trouble and times of heartache and when things were tough on him. Jesus, you know, the guy left him and Onesiphorus, I believe it was his name, something like that. But anyways, he left him. Paul was talking about everybody left him, yet God never left him. God was there with Paul, and he made that very clear, and I thank God that he was, that God stood with him in his trying times and being alone. And I know how it feels, man. I know how it feels to be alone. And I know how it feels when everybody leaves you and don't want to be around you and everybody forsakes you, you know. And yet that's to be a blessing. We're to leave for joy when those things happen to us. You know, people leave you for the cause of Christ because you love Jesus Christ. And they get mad at you. I mean, I see a lot of problems inside the church houses and stuff, you know, that. One man thinks they don't come up the pastor most of the time, 100% of the time. I'm going to say most of the time, the church of the pastor thinks he's going to drive, but I got news for you. You're not always right. You're not the king. And I know God blesses pastors to see things. I don't have a problem with teachers and evangelists and prophets and everything. You know, it's impossible. Anyway, I ain't going to get into all that. But a pastor can't be corrected, or a pastor, you know, thinks he's got it all because he said, I don't do anything, you know, really. He said, I'm just singing before, you know. He said, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a singer, I'm not this, I'm not that. And I told him, I said, listen to me. I said, I know better than you are. Amen. Just because I preach the word of God, I don't know better than you do. Amen. And, you know, if you're just a few, you know, you go to church, the Bible says that you'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than, you know, I mean, if you be blessed, be happy just to be a doorkeeper in the house of God. Amen. A greeter, you know, and everything. We ought to praise God for that, but a lot of preachers today, man, think they are somebody. They don't stink when they sweat, you know, and boy, they walk, and you can tell, man, they walk high. I got that Bible shoved up under that arm, man, thinking I am number one kingpin, but you're not. Amen. It's like Paul said, you know, the Sundays, they walked away from me, he walked alone. But I thank God that Jesus Christ never leaves us nor forsakes us. Amen. So I praise him for that tonight, but there's a lot of going on. In our country, there's a lot of people, you know, now everybody's all bent out of shape, you know, because Trump's got it. He's going to be running for president against probably Hillary. And you know what? I'm going to vote this year. I haven't voted all my life. I'm serious, man. I have never voted before in my life. Certain circumstances in my life kept me from doing it really for many, 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 many years, but God has intervened. But I'm going to vote for Trump. Amen, and I don't care if people, you can delete me, you can say what you want to, you can say, well, I'm not voting for anybody, but you know what, hey, man, God is still on the throne, amen, my God, Jehovah God, amen, is still on the throne, and God is allowing this for some reason. Now, God, if God wanted to get rid of this, God would put his creature, my God. The God of the Bible is still God. Nothing happens unless God allows it. You understand what I'm saying? Nothing happens. We got this mind concept because we got the Catholics owning the country. We got all these Rothschild people and all these rich people, and we think they are in control of this thing. Amen. You think that the devil's running everything, but let me tell you something. God is on the throne. It's God. Amen. That's calling the shots. Amen. It's God that's allowing this. I think sometimes, amen, that God allows things to come on us to chase the snot out of us. Amen. To get the Christians to wake up and get your head out of your armpit. Amen. To start looking around and see where we're headed. Now, you might not like Trump, but I tell you what, he talks. Amen. I don't know about him. I don't know who he is. trying not to get loud. I've asked God to help me, not just tonight, but help me in my walk with Him. Help me in my preaching. That I see these things. I think on these things. I meditate on these things day and night. And I put things together in my mind, and sometimes they don't come out of my mouth like I want them to. And sometimes I can't put them together like I want them to. It don't seem like, but I'm praying. I've asked God to help me. Amen. To make it very plain to what I'm thinking. Amen. To what I see. We live in a society today that you call yourself a Christian. I'm talking to Christians. You bring your hell holes into the church house. They look like bars. They dress like bar hoppers. They dress like wickedness. They live like wickedness. And they want God to bless you.
Yeah, you do. That's the way you are. God ain't gonna do it. We live in America. We live in a nation just like Israel was. We had last year from the heart. So what I got, I could have been doing more. But I couldn't do it because God was saved. I didn't care about righteousness. I didn't care about holy living. I didn't care about my thinking. I didn't care about understanding. God sent me. Before I got saved, you can live back and forth with one of you. You got four breath, you just go to it. Amen. If you want to have one thing, you just go to it. If you want to be a son of mine, you just going to be a son of mine. That your business ain't none of mine. But I tell you what, when I got saved and God opened my eyes and said, all that is abomination, God, that's a mean, that abomination means a literal, literal, broken faith to that person that you have. They're possible. They're not there. We can't have a wicked society today. God is coming out of the crap back there. We got childhood. God is elected. God is your boy. He was born. That hell you can be on. The dragon and the beast is not the end. The beast is the flesh of the 3% of you. And somewhere, somehow, somewhere, somewhere, some wickedness is allowing, or is pushing their agenda. And you got your little Christian sitting back sucking your little thumb, saying, oh, we got to love them, we got to love them, we can't say nothing. Now they got words, man, you can't even call a criminal anymore. Huh? You can't call a criminal no more. You're going to make going to make it a law. You can't call a criminal a criminal. You can't call him a lawbreaker. Because they're offended by it. It's going to get so bad. Listen to me. We are living in the last days. We are living in a day of trash hole stink and nothing. Trash hole piss, toilet smelling garbage, man. Thank you.
They need to get saved.
Okay. I'm wrong.
Amen.
The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, this is also that in the last days perilous times shall come. I've thought about it many times, but I think about today. I read and I really, I feel like the Lord, you offered me, and didn't really worry about time to study. Amen. I read all the time. I have a Facebook post I need to believe. I'm very interested in a lot of things that are going on and brought people up. There's interest in my heart that's never been there before. And I'm not letting it get in. There's a no! What I'm saying is true. And I thought about it many times, that thing, you know, I would be so like this. I can preach for 31 years ago. What else is there to preach? What else is there to say? Like I said, Paul said, when everybody else left him, Jesus stayed with him. But then I got this message, because we're in Paul's hands. For me, it shall be Lord of the cross. God. I was like, people, listen to me. I watch people in the service group. I watch people time after time after time. You are not the looking at the money that goes in glory. Encourage, revile, fight. Once you speak in an irreverent, impious manner, disobedient to parents. I understand that one very well. That started happening years ago, even when I was a boy. I was disobedient to my parents. When I was disobedient to my mama knew how to take care of me. He wasn't afraid about what welfare or the DHS or anything like that thought about it. He said, you're going to get your butt whooped for me. You understand me? My mama was a real beady woman, but I tell you what, my mama sure and I knew how to put the fire to my butt. People are fighting. Sonic, you're unthankful for everything. You're unthankful, man. You don't thank God for your house. You don't thank God for your food. You don't thank God for anything. You're unthankful. You've got to take all the credit. You think it's you, but it's not. It's God. The Bible said that God reigns on the just and the unjust. You're unthankful. You're unthankful.
Oh, my goodness, man.
But you talk about Jesus there. That's like I've seen a post on Facebook. I've seen it several times before, but I've even posted it after someone else has posted it. I haven't read it before I even seen a post like that. I wrote it up myself. I said, I don't believe you're a child of God when you tell your post about God and then 2, 3, 4, 5 other posts is talking about sex, God, and rock and roll, baby. It's causing everything. Half-naked men, half-naked women. Then you want to throw a little God in there to make yourself appease your little pea brain conscience. I ain't been, I'm going to tell you the truth. Amen. But you love Jesus. People are disobedient today to their parents. They're unthankful. They're without natural affection. You know, I'm going to camp there for a minute. Where I live, we got all kinds of radio programs. And a lot of them, you know, got gospel singing. You have bluegrass gospel, you know, things like that. And they got a radio show, you know, that I've listened to now for, I don't know how long, maybe a year or something like that. I hadn't heard of it long, but I kind of got interested in it, but I follow along with them, you know, and I was listening to them, and you know, over the years, they started out good. When I was listening to them, I started out good listening to them, and I'd hear them talk about God, you know, and standing up for the Bible in a way. They have one program called, you know, a guy supposed to be a preacher or something about the Bible and everything, you know. And it comes out, really, they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. They're liberals, but they don't want to admit it. They say they're conservative, but they're not. They're liberals. They're liberal in, you know, and they're conservative under the Constitution, but they're liberals in the national party. I mean, without natural affection, they talk about gender. They call him Caitlin, and I call him Bruce, and every time I meet her, I pray. find that when you start the ball rolling, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm just waiting for your favorite store, Walmart, to say they're going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for these other states to say they're going to do it because they're afraid, just like Tennessee. They're already squawking about it because they're going to lose millions and millions of dollars. Life goes on, and I'm going to tell you something. God does not lie. This is an end-time sign without natural affection. Unnatural affection is when a man wants to be with another man, and they, I try not to be, I got to figure out a way to say this. When a man does not feel like a woman, and they want to have each other, they are perverts. God calls them dogs. God calls them sodomites. There's nothing gay about them. They're not gay. They stole that word from the Bible. The Bible has one gay word and it means gay. That means the gay clothing. Does not mean a person. It means happy. It means clothing. The gay clothing, the beautiful clothing, has nothing to do with a sodomite. The rainbow that they're trying to claim, they're trying to steal it from God, but they're down in the box because that rainbow was given for a sign that God would not destroy the earth again with a flood, but he's going to destroy it with a fire. And God don't lie. He made a promise. He will not destroy this earth with a flood. That's why he gave the rainbow. The rainbow is God. The rainbow belongs to Jehovah God, you stinking thieves. It does not belong to you. You're without a natural affection. Women killing their babies. Huh? Now they're trying to get to where even after the baby was born, they want to get to the baby. That's not a natural affection. You know what's wrong with society today? I'm talking about all across the world. Their houses have been seared with hot iron. I believe God that Satan is God of the dirt. Yeah, he is. He's deceived so many. There are so many people like Jackson Fish. God, and this where he went when he died. Now, I have heard some testimonies of his brother and a preacher friend that was a friend of his. Janis Joplin, all those people, all these people that have died, I believe most of them, 99.99% of them went to hell. I don't have to question it. Well, who are you to judge them? Well, the Bible said by the fruit you shall know. Well, how do you know that they didn't get saved at the last breath? Well, you know, maybe, let's say maybe one or two might have. But the Bible said a person can't get saved unless God draws them. If God did not draw them, they're not getting saved. And according to the Bible, their conscience are sin. They become reprobate. They pray out to the devil. They sold their soul to the devil. I've seen testimonies that they have written down that they sold their heart to the devil. So they're down. I know that most of them died and went to hell because the biggest percentage of them said they sold their soul to the devil just like all the other ones. They sold their soul to the devil. They make money so they can be wearing all they love. The men's flock. The men and women just flock around and they're and die and they're clapping their hands and saying, yeah, yeah, yeah. They sell their soul for Mesopotamia. When you sell your soul for Mesopotamia, you are damned. When man tries to take advantage of woman or a woman into man, you got people around here. You got people that say that you have, listen to me, don't tell me I have to do anything like that. I'm not going to. I'm not going to accept them. I tell you, I'm not going to be politically correct. You might accept them, but I don't. I thank God for all the people and even the sheriffs that are taking a stand against the perverts in this nation that are wanting to get in these bathrooms. I applaud them. When one sheriff says, you get in there with my wife and daughter, you're going to see me in the news. What about one sheriff saying, I don't shoot you. You get in the bathroom with my wife and my daughter. America is going to shit. America is a set full of wickedness and sickness. It's perverts. And God is going to destroy her. God is sick of it. God is tired of spilling the spit of this country. And God is going to turn us over.
Oh, you said, well, America's going to stay. I'll tell you what, we have all our guns and everything, and we'll fight to the death. But I'll tell you this, man, when it's all said and done, God is going to take this nation. Does not turn back to the God that gave us this place. I am telling you that God is going to send people in on us. God is going to let this happen. God will bring it to pass because he is sick and tired of smelling the stench. He is sick and tired. Listen to me. God is hearing the prayers of the saints. Amen. And God is going to say, just like he did years ago, I am done. I'm going down there and I'm going to find out just what is going on. I don't like the smell coming up into my house. You done got my house stinking. And I'm going to put it out, whatever it is that's stinking me. Whatever that stinking is coming into my house, I am fixing to put a stop to it. Without natural affection. People are without natural affection today. People marrying their dogs. The perverted Muslims, man, they're perverts. They're nasty, vile, wicked, nasty, perverted people. They can come up with all these things about their stupid God. It's not a God. It's never been real. You can read in history. Mohammed even taught that. Mohammed is what I call him. M-O-H-A-M-N-U-D. Mohammed. Even when you read it, oh, Allah was made up by that pervert. But when you go around drinking camel piss, man, and you go around having sex with animals, And then you molest little girls and rape women. They are perverts. I don't care what you know about what Obama said. I will say it for him. They are terrorists. They are Muslim. They are wicked. And they're out to destroy the whole world. They lie in wickedness. Their conscience are seared. They are wicked. They do not have a natural affection in them. They are raised by the devil. And I don't care if you like that or not. They are raised by Satan. They're perverts. They're without natural affection. And then it's got that word let's see if the house can put it. They are so warped in their brain, in their heart, that if they can't have sex with a woman, they'll have sex with an animal and say it's okay, that Allah says it's okay. You know why Allah says it's okay? Because it's not Allah, it's their conscience. Because Allah, I'm serious, he's a fairy tale. He was made up. So the Bible teaches because of their conscience, just like the sodomites, it's all the
shepherds that walked this earth. Because they did not like to retain God and the knowledge, God turned them over to a reprobate man to do those things that are inconvenient, to do those in wickedness, and because of, in their own heart, because of the lust of their own heart. God's not in them. Allah's not God. Allah never has been God because Allah has never been. Now you can look at the Buddhist. Buddha was real. But Buddha's not God. Buddha's in hell. Buddha went to hell when he died. Huh? That's right. Well, that's the Hindu's God. There's only one God. His name's Jehovah. You hear me? He had a son named Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. There is no other name under heaven given unto man whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ is the way to heaven. Jesus Christ is the way to God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father. And we are coming through Jesus to get to God. That's what the Bible says. I know you weren't just going like that. Jesus ain't saying to come through to get to Jesus. Jesus said you're coming through him to get to God. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. People without natural affections. You look at all these coots. People don't have a problem with shooting somebody. People can't, man. People shooting all the time. They don't think none about that. That's the natural affection. I'll tell you something else. You know, fornication, having sex outside of marriage, you know, a natural affection would be inside of marriage. I remember growing, I had to get saved too. I won't deny that. I lived in sin. I listened to it. When I got saved, though, I knew what I was doing was wrong. But people hear about it and they don't want to hear it. They want you to shut up. They don't want you talking about any of that. Christians today have their daughters and their boyfriend, or their daughters and their sons fornicating. Mom and dad's going to church on Sunday morning, yet their daughters and their sons are not married. They're whoring around somewhere, or they're fornicating. They're having sex outside of marriage, and they don't think nothing about it. Well, God thinks a whole lot about it. See, I think that's a pretty strong teaching. It says adultery's bad, but he says anybody that's fornicating, you're not just sinning against God, but you're sinning against your body. And I don't know how God's going to do all that, but when I read that, there's something to that. And see, preachers won't preach on that. It's not a natural affection not to want to be married. I've heard women say this, and I've heard men say it too. They were married one time, they divorced, and they said, I ain't getting married again. I'll just stay shacked up, man. I'm not marrying anybody. Well, you know what? According to the Bible, when you have sex, amen, I'm going to put it that way. When you have sex, you became one flesh. It's just like being married. Do you understand? Go back and read it, 1 Corinthians. That's why I like to ask these guys, man, how many wives do you have? The guys say, well, I've only had one. I said, really, how many women did you sleep with or did you fornicate with before you got married? How many of them have you told your wife about? Uh-oh! I heard a preacher ask a guy that, well, how many women did you ever tell your wife about all the women that you laid with because you listen to me? The Bible teaches when you fornicate, listen to me, you become one flesh. And that's the same thing as being married. Oh, Yeah. Read it. Read it and read it and read it. You two became one flesh. That's why God's talking about, well, why you want to lay with a harlot? Because you two became one flesh. In other words, you knew her, and so that means you know her. That means you became one. That, to me, when I read that, it's basically telling you, you got married. Well, you're proven. I'm telling you, just read it. Think about it. Look at it. Meditate on it. I don't want to tell you, but it's not a natural affection not want to be married. Truth breakers. False accusers. Incontinent. Fear. Despisers of those that are good. I see that all the time. Just watching my own life, how people have treated me because I serve God. I serve God every day of my life. I serve Him. I don't put Him on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, and then take Him off Monday. I've got God with me 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, if you want to use numbers. When I got saved, Christ became first in my life. When I got saved, I lost a lot of people. I lost a lot of friends. But I told God, you come first in my life. Over the years, I've lost friends, I've lost families, I've lost people, and I live dearly because I stand for God. You know, there's some things in between there. You know, they're just in life, you get into situations that cause problems. But the ones that walk away, those are the ones that's living in hell, living in sin. And those that stay behind, those are the ones that are serving God. So that ought to tell you where their hearts were. Their hearts really wasn't in serving God. Their heart was in playing a game. Their minds were in playing a game, and they was not had no desire to serve God. They were doing it, and they were miserable. That's just like walking under the law. If you walk under the law, you are a miserable person. But if you walk under grace, listen to me. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Under grace, you have liberty. Under the law, you don't have liberty. Do's and don'ts. And don't give me this garbage, man, about, you know, we got to do this, that, and that, and that back there. We followed, you know, the Torah. I didn't want to hear that garbage. That's a lie. That's a total lie from hell, man. We don't have to keep the Torah. None of you kept the Torah. None of you. No, you hadn't. You don't keep the sacrifices. Your women get on a period. You don't keep them out of your church. You let them come into church. Don't tell me that you keep the Torah. I know better. See, because if I understand it right, Leviticus, I believe, is part of the Torah. And when you say you're going to do all the law, you better do all the law. You better do the sacrifice. Don't give this garbage. We live in America tough, man. We ought to obey God rather than man, right? We're without natural affection. Mothers don't love their daughters and sons anymore. Fathers don't love their daughters and sons no more. There's no desire to be around them. There's no desire. Children don't love their parents anymore. Children don't care about being around their parents. They don't care. They don't have a natural affection. They're without natural affection anymore. Despisers of those that are good. They hate people that stand up for Jesus. They hate people that are truthful. They listen to me. The world even hates people that are moral. There are moral people that will go to hell, but they're moral. They're moral people. And matter of fact, a lot of them, they try to even, without even realizing, they don't want to commit adultery. They don't want you to take the name of the Lord God in vain. They don't want to steal. They don't want to kill. They don't want to do those things. They're good moral people, but they're not saved. They don't serve God, but they're good moral people, and yet the world hates them too. The world hates me because I love Jesus. The world hates them because they're trying to be pure. They know without Christ. But the world hates them. They despise. They don't like. They're despisers of those that are good. The world, the sinful, nasty, ungodly, reprobate world does not like to see a woman in a dress, in a long dress that covers herself up and is modest and beautiful and godly and holy. The biggest problem is because it convicts them. And then your perverted heart wants to see their nakedness, wants to see their thighs, wants to see their boobs, they want to see their butt, they want to see all these things because they're perverted. I'm just laying it out there. I'm telling the truth. The teachers in schools today are perverted. Yeah, they're telling the kids in the classroom to do nasty things. Then they're telling them, you accept those perverts over there. You need to accept them. You need to say it's okay. Hogwash. Don't tell me you're a Christian and you don't stand for righteousness. Don't tell me you love God and you don't stand for righteousness. Don't tell me about Jesus and you don't stand for righteousness. You're lying. People despise people that are good because their heart is wicked. Traitors, heady, high-minded. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Man, if that's not American, I don't know who it is. And see, I have a right to say something about America because I live here. I was born here. I don't have to be taught a language. This is my language. This is the language of America. If you live in America and you don't speak English, you need to learn how to speak English. I don't need to speak Spanish. I don't need to speak French. I don't need to, and there's nothing wrong with learning that. But I'm going to tell you this. This America is England was, is supposed to be, and the Constitution is still there, and all these rules are still there. You want to be a part of this country, you become this country. You speak English. I don't speak Spanish. And don't come on. You're giving off the finger. You don't like what's going on, America. Go back where you came from. I can say something. I was born here. I live here. This is my country. Just like the stinking Muslims. You don't like it? Leave. Nobody asked you to come over here. Let your dad go wrong. Heard a guy say today, he didn't like it because people blast Obama. And I said, shut your mouth, man. He's a devil. He's a snake. And then they try to tell me they're conservatives, that they're Christian, that they, it's something. That's why a lot of times I don't need to listen to the radio program. But he was offended, even though he didn't like Obama. But he didn't like it because the names were being called. And I understand that verse says, speak evil of dignity. Let me tell you something. There's nothing dignity about Obama. There's nothing dignified about him. You understand me? He's a wicked ruler. Like that or not. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. People don't care about God. I've seen Christians, quote and unquote, I say that very lightly, they get all excited about basketball, football, baseball, golf, cars, horses, whatever. And yet, they love that. The lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
That's what we are.
Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. From such turn away. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laid with sin, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. There are so many people out there, they're ever learning, but they can't come to the truth. They're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They're not able. I believe their conscience is seared. They're learning, but they can't get there. Jesus said, you don't understand the word of God because you're not of him. You're of your father, the devil. That's where we're at. We're living in the last days. Now Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. See here, they do not. They resist the truth. They don't want truth today. They could care less about truth. They will beat you up over truth. You give them truth, you give them the word of God, they will beat you up. I'm serious. They'll put you in jail for preaching the Bible. They'll put you in jail for passing out tracts. They want to put you in jail, man, and keep you in there for the rest of your life just by telling them because you told them about Jesus. Just because you told them a Bible verse, people want to beat you up, kill you, throw you in jail, and leave you there. Yeah. They resist the truth. Corrupt mind, men of corrupt mind. I tell you what, men are corrupt minds. I'm telling you, man. When a man will turn and try to turn himself into a woman, he's got a corrupt mind. He's not a woman, he's a man. He's reprobate. He is a reprobate. He's rejected, he's condemned, he's unapproved. Huh? But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Me too. Everything that I've ever been through, every time I went to jail for preaching, every time I've had people come against me because I preach the word of God out there, God has always delivered me. One day I believe we're going to lose our heads here in America. It might not be by the Muslims. And I say that as M-O-O-S-E-L-U-M-S, Muslims. But I know this, time's coming. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That verse right there, folks, listen to me. If you listen to Joyce Myers or Paula White or any woman on the internet or any woman on television or any man that tells you that you're going to get rich, God wants to bless you, Jesse Duplantis, Smiley, old Smiley, you know him, you know Smiley, little bachelor, little pretty eyed, little feminine looking guy, you know that old Joel Osteen, two dumb jakes, man, he's dumb as a box of rocks, man, he's a devil, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Yes, he is, man. Any preacher, I don't care who he is. If any preacher that says David and Jonathan were sodomites or could have been, you're a liar. You're a devil. And then you try to say Ruth and Naomi were lesbians. You are a sicko perverted. You might be one. T.D. Jakes, two dumb Jakes. all them guys on there begging for your money, saying God said we're going to prosper, where the Bible says yay, that lets me know they're not living godly. Yay, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Do you hear me? All, everyone that lives for Jesus Christ, if you're living totally sold out to God, you will suffer persecution. He didn't say you're going to get rich. The Bible says, many people say, supposing gain, they suppose the gain is godliness. But the Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment is great gain. But the world and the churches of today, they suppose that gain is godliness. Oh, look at all the money he's making. Look at the fancy cars. They suppose that's godliness, but it's not. Godliness with contentment is great gain. I've never seen one of them TV evangelists content. They beg all the time. That's all they teach about is money, money, money. If you don't give, you won't get. Well, I can't find that in the Bible anywhere. And if you want to talk about giving, then give talks about giving the first fruit. You know, we always look at it like money. It could be just about anything. Yeah. Not with Joel Osteen and them. It's got to be your dollar. But you know what? When the dollar falls, Joel Osteen going to be sucking his thumb. He's going to be crying. Just like, hey, go read the book of Revelation, man. When everything falls and crumbles here in America, all you rich people, you're going to be weeping and wailing. Some of y'all are going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing your teeth. For in hell you will lift up your eyes, being in torments, for thou thinkest that because you have money, you're going to go to heaven, and you've been such a great person in your life, and your God's going to let you go. No, I'm sorry. The Bible says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saves us. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't be good enough. You can't have enough money. Because if being rich gets you into heaven, then the poor people ain't got a chance. But Jesus said, you have the poor with you always. That's why I don't believe Jesse DePlantis and all them love God. Because Jesus said, the poor saints. He called them the poor saints. But now, laughing, Jesse. Yeah, Jesse DePlantis, he smiles at you while he's taking your money. And he laughs all the time. You got to make you laugh. You got to, you know why? Because he's insecure about himself. He's a fraud. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Evil men and seducers. Shall wax worse. And we're evil men. Man, if we ain't there, it's coming up getting worse. Look what's going on in our country. You ain't right in the head, man. I'll tell you that. You are not right in the head if you think it's okay for some pervert or some man to go in the restroom of a woman. Or even vice versa. When a woman thinks she's a man, claims she's a man in her mind, but she's still a woman. She's perverted. She's a pervert. Listen, women rape boys all the time.
and don't do nothing about it.
Thumb suckers. Preachers won't get in the pulpit and preach. You know why? Most of you are 501c3 out there. You can't say anything. And you're so little that you won't even tell your congregation. That's why. Hey, I'm 501c3. I can't say nothing. Now you got people calling themselves preachers of the gospel, accepting them. Hey, come on in. It's okay. We understand. We don't preach against that no more. You know what that man is? He's a hireling in your pulpit. I was thinking about this today, too. They're making these, you know, quote-unquote Bibles. That's why Sodomite, when they made their book, they called a Bible. They took Romans chapter 1 and anything to do with Sodomites. And God said this. Do you hear me? He said, you take from or add to the scriptures and the plague of this book shall fall on you. So be it. Trying to make yourself feel comfortable in your sin, but God said, no, go ahead and play your little games now. But judgment's coming. Wonder why there's AIDS and all this garbage, all these sins and stuff, man, this man's doing. You wonder why there's cancer. You wonder why there's all these things. It's because sin. It's sin. Sin has caused all this. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, then I will heal their land. He forgives, and then he heals. Huh. People say I'm a mean preacher. I'm not a mean preacher. I just believe God. I ain't trying to be ugly here. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. They're deceiving, and then turn around, and they're being deceived at the same time while they're deceiving somebody else. All this is going on. Those that live in God, all those that live God in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, and men are waxing worse and worse every day. I mean, it's proven fact, man. Now look at all the perverts running these baptisms, man, taking pictures of your wives and your daughters. Then you hear idiots get on the radio. Well, you know, that's okay, you know. No big deal. It's just, shut up. Go crawl back in the hole you came out from underneath. You don't need that rock that you crawled out from underneath. You're perverted in your thinking. You're nasty. You need a savior. You need to get right with God. You're without a natural affection. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Nobody else can save you. Only God, only Jesus Christ can save you. No, there's no other person, no other God on the face of this earth that can save you. None. Only Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture. Ephesians, where it talks about apostles, pastors, or prophets, evangelists, pastors, all scriptures given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof. When it talks about women, be keepers at home, love your husband, and even like your husbands, to love your wives as Christ loved the church. to be changed, keepers at home, to live holy, to live godly, live righteously. All those scriptures are given by inspiration of God. Children, obey your parents. Given by God. Wives, submit yourself to your husband. Husbands, submit yourselves one to another. Inspiration of God. Love the Lord with all thine heart, thy mind, and thy soul. Inspiration. Amen. The scripture given by inspiration of God. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Given by God. Lay aside that sin that so easily besets you. Inspiration, scripture, by inspiration of God. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. And that's talking about sodomized and feminized men, little whamsy, pansy, panty wearing men. Know ye not that you're not going to heaven? Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. He said the unrighteous, now he's telling you, be not deceived. These people here won't go either. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, that neither fornicators. If people have sex before man, you're not going to heaven. No fornicators, no adulterers, no idolaters. Anybody worship their gods and not God the Father or Jesus Christ, you're not going to heaven. If you worship the Pope or if you worship your priest, you're not going to heaven. If you worship me, you're not going to heaven. If you worship Martin Luther King Jr., you're not going to heaven. If you worship the KKK and the black man, you're not going to heaven. If you're a patriot and you're not born again, you're not going to heaven. If you worship Texas, you're not going to heaven if you put Texas above God. But, hey, I'm telling you, there's some people out there that put Texas above God. Well, why are you picking on Texas? Because I've heard and seen people put Texas more like they're big and bad. I got news for Texas. You're just as filthy and nasty as all the other states in America. It never has been and never will be unless people really get right with God and be a Bible belt. They said that Texas, Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, all these southern states, that were in the Bible belt. Let me tell you something. They might have been preaching the Bible, but I'll tell you what, they may have set full of wickedness. Just like New York, California, and all these other places. They all set fools of sin. And the Dallas Cowboys, all y'all bragging on Dallas Cowboys, watching the little whores bebopping their butts around and hanging a boom. Just like a preacher said at a meeting we was at one time that said, yeah, they go around calling themselves Christians, hanging and banging. Got the boys hanging out and everything on top of banging. You hear about women and call themselves Christians, man. You show them your boobs to every man that walks on this earth. You gotta tell everybody it's for your husband. We'll keep them at home. Keep them covered up until you're at home. I know I was gonna say anything about that, but I did. Well, you just don't understand. Yes, I do, man. You ain't showing off to your husband only. You're trying to show the world what you got. You got a little bit of world in you. And you cowboys out there dressed up in tight breeches. Ooh, yeah. You ain't no better. Yeah, you got them so tight, man. Look like someone poured you into those things, man. You trying to brag on yourself. You want somebody to look at you as whatever. Don't tell me it ain't nothing. Yes, that's what it is. You're big and proud with your cowboy boots, your cowboy hat. I ain't just picking on things. I'm talking about anybody's drop. I'm talking about, hey, you can, and all you guys that are racked out there listening to me showing your butts and your boxers. Let me tell you something. When I grew up, that was called indecent exposure, and I still believe it. I still believe you're indecent, you're wicked. I don't care if you're red, white, black, red, or yellow. You understand me? You're wicked. I'll tell you what it means in prison, that you're a sodomite. And you're telling the world you're available. Sagging. Yeah, in the prison house, you are considered available to be a sodomite. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. This is all given to all, everything in this Bible. I'm talking about everything. It's given. It is profitable for doctrine. Oh, I don't preach doctrine. I've had preachers say that, I don't preach doctrine anymore. Oh, really? It's profitable for doctrine. What does it say about a woman being keeping, we talk about keeping it home? This is sound doctrine. Well, that's why they don't preach it no more. They don't preach women and godliness and holiness and righteousness, keeping themselves covered up and wearing things that pertain to them to a woman. They don't preach it no more. You know why? Because they can't. Most churches can't. Because Jezebel done started roosting there. Yeah, and Jezebel gets your nerve. I've been there. I've been there at churches where Jezebel was running things. God came in and just messed that whole picture up. I know it's going to tell them. I'm probably getting in trouble for this. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Everything in the Bible is instructions for righteousness. It says don't do this because God wants you to do this because what God wants you to do is righteous. That the man of God may be perfect. Oh, thoroughly furnished unto all good works, may be perfect. That's the man of God. I didn't write that, God did. What did he just say about sound doctrine? And what did he say? Profitable for doctrine. What did he say? All scripture is given by inspiration of God, that the man of God may be perfect. Some guys keep calling themselves sinners after they get saved. I don't. Run. Go read Psalm chapter 1. Tell me what you think. But anyway, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, thoroughly furnished. Unto all good works. Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm Brother Wally. May the Lord bless every saint of God. We live in a sick world, a brain dead world. Their hearts their conscience are seared with a hot iron. We got people fighting, sodomites are fighting for their right to go, or perverts are fighting for their right to go in the bathrooms with women. I'm talking about pedophiles, man. There are some women that are pedophiles. There are some women that molest boys and girls, too. But there's a lot of men that do it. When I first heard about that garbage, I thought, well, we're in trouble, man. Hey, don't tell me God ain't angry. The Bible says God's angry with the wicked every day.
We live in a sick, perverted society. The people that are brain dead, they got no morals about them. They're sickos, man. They've been waiting for this since they were little, and they decided, you know what? When I get older, I'm going to look at what we've got to try to take over everything. When my generation's gone, this world's shot. Right now, there's some people out here, amen, I thank God that we're here, that love Jesus Christ, that have the Holy Spirit of God dwelling in us. We still believe in righteousness and holiness and godliness. We believe in covering ourselves up, not showing our nakedness. I'm talking about men and women. Amen. There's some out here in this world still. But when God takes us all out of here, there's going to be total chaos and hell. You ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, we got all these problems right now, blacks against white, whites against black. You got everybody against everybody. You got all these devils coming into the country. You got all these perverts jumping around doing all that. Hey, listen to me. When I'm telling you, when the Holy Ghost of God is out of here, there is going to be total chaos. The only thing that's keeping America from destroying itself right now is because God's people are still here. The only reason the world has not fallen totally apart is because God's people are still here. But when God takes us out of here, I'm telling you folks, total hell is going to break loose. The one that you wanted to really serve all these years, you will serve him. And I'm not talking about God. You will be a total slave to Satan. When the food's gone, when the money's gone, when you ain't got no house, you ain't got no lights, when you ain't got nothing, you will sell your soul for a candy bar. And when you do that, you are dead forever. When you sell yourself to the devil and you give yourself to him, you are damned. You will not go to heaven. And there is a hell, whether you want to believe it or not. In your conscience that God gave to you, that God said he put himself in everybody. He wrote everything in our hearts and our minds. For people that try to reject even what I'm saying, I'm telling you tonight, it's already written there in your heart and your mind. You know when I'm telling you the truth. But you want to shun it. You don't want to retain God in your knowledge. Go read Romans chapter 1. Then 2 Peter chapter 3, chapter 2, when he talks about the last day, when it comes up, scoffers. There's scoffers out there today, all kinds of scoffers. Scoffing God. Oh, we've heard that. I heard this when I was a boy, and I'm 50, 60 years old. I've heard this. Oh, look at the mess we got. Wait, Jesus ain't coming. If Jesus loves us, he'd stop all this. God gave us a perfect plan, but you said no, you didn't want it. I believe it. Hey, Jesus, come down here and fix this. You know what you did? You start all over and do it all again the same way. If God does not live in your heart, if God does not live in your life, you're wicked as hell, and you will turn right around and go right back out into the vomit. You will go back out into the hog pen. The dog and the hog will return to the vomit and the pit. People wonder why. Well, I thought he was right, man. He was saved and this here and he's doing it. And all, most of the time, 99% of the time, they didn't get saved. They just made a profession. They had a lip service. Jesus said, you come to my house, you worship me with your mouth, but your heart's far from me. That's what Jesus said. Say you love God, you don't. You love the world. But anyway, I'm going to play a song or two. Probably two more songs, I'm going to run out.
My Christian friends, we have a new member of the Gospel Keynotes by the name of Warner Glover. We call him brand new. brand new, please sing for me. Sing, son.
Don't you wait for that curse to take you to church. You go on. Running warm in your veins. You go on in Jesus' name. So don't you wait for that hurt to take you to church.
Saved, you need to get saved. Repent and believe the gospel. You need to repent of your sins and ask the Lord to save you. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. You might not ever see tomorrow. If you hear my voice tonight, God's calling out to you, amen. You need to repent. If you've never been saved, you need to be saved today. So anyways, this is Brother Wally, amen. I'm just going to turn it off. And hey, may God bless every saint of God. That's Brother Wally's prayer. That's always been my prayer. That God bless the saints. Pray for those over in Pakistan and places like that, Brother Harun Akub, brother over there, he's preaching to the Muslims and other people out there, and so y'all would be in prayer for him, and if you can help him, contact me on Facebook, amen, and we can get in touch with him if you can help him financially. I usually don't do that, but I'm just so glad to do that tonight. But anyways, I pray for them over there, the persecuted church, all the Christians that are being persecuted and killed. We pray for them tonight. And so, anyways, until next week, again, may God bless every saint of God. That's Brother Wally's prayer.